There are many factors why finding true love is harder than ever, especially today. With us today to help single Orthodox Christians find one another is Adam Roberts. He is the co-founder of Orthodox and Single, an online dating service for, well, guess what? Orthodox singles. Welcome, Adam.
Thank you so much for having me on.
My first question out of the box would be, are you married?
Yes. I'm actually about to celebrate my 15th wedding anniversary to a lovely woman who is a priest child. And we met at one of our diocesan Parents Life conferences many years ago and have been together ever since we met at that conference.
That's wonderful. And obviously you're doing this for a reason, so that's why I'm asking some of these background questions. What does marriage mean to you?
I can say a lot about what it means to me because I think, and my wife would say the same thing, from our perspective, if there are ups and downs, it was really the church that has helped us stay together and helped make sure that Christ was at the center of our marriage. And we've had our downs and we've had our ups. And every time we're going through a transition in our life, we've always had the church to come back and rely on. And so I can't speak for what life would have been like without being married to an Orthodox woman, but I do know that in my own life, it's made all the difference.
That's good. You are part of the Antiochian Archdiocese, and I understand you've been part of their camp programs to a great extent. Is that true?
I did. I was infected with ministry as a young child. I grew up in a household before we joined the Orthodox Church where we did ministry full-time. My dad still does ministry full-time, and my mom works with him. And so as I got of camping age and we learned about the different camping programs in North America, I fell in love with them, and then there came an opportunity for us to have one in the Southeast, and which was very exciting. That was back in the early 2000s, and I just was blessed to be in the right place at the right time with the right amount of energy and enthusiasm to help launch what is Camp St. Thecla. The current director is Father Philip Rogers, but I was there. I love starting things, and it took a lot of work to start it, but it's still continuing to grow and minister to a lot of our children.
And you were part of the St. Stephen program as well, correct?
I'm currently, I guess, about halfway through the St. Stephen's program. God willing, I would love to be ordained a deacon one day and serve, because that's really all I'm looking to do is just serve the church full time. So, Lord willing, that will happen here in the next couple of years.
And you've also worked in the evangelism office, is that correct, of the Antiochian Archdiocese?
Yes, I'm also blessed, which is kind of amazing, to work on a new project, which was co-founded by Charles Agelot and several other people, and he's been spearheading this for a long time now. And it's a very exciting program because not only are we making a lot of progress in sharing this with our own archdiocese, we have a blessing to share it outside of our archdiocese with other jurisdictions. And Charles has always been a large proponent of pan-Orthodox ministries and sharing all of our resources within North America. And so that evangelism program is growing rapidly. We've only been running it for about a year and a half, and we already have almost 70 churches that have either run it or signed up to run it because of how refreshing it is.
That's great. That's great. So wait a minute now. All these experiences, all this work within ministry, and you come up with an online dating site. I mean, why did you do that?
So it was very organic, and I believe that some of these organic ideas can be the most fruitful. And what I was hearing from our lay people as I was traveling throughout North America for my evangelism job for the Archdiocese was these number of singles that would come up to me talking about how hard it was for them to find someone. And the more I listened to them, I realized that I had been in that same boat, that I really understood where they were from because I was from Atlanta. I met my wife, who was going to be my future wife, and she was in Nashville, Tennessee, but we were not from the same parish, the same city, or the same state. And so just because someone's not in your church that you're looking for that would be a good fit doesn't mean there's not somebody locally, maybe in your region or your side of the country, that God would like you to be with. And so it just really started weighing on me. I started to have a lot of compassion on these people that I was getting to know, and I felt like there was something we could do about it. So I started doing research. I started calling people I knew that had been involved with some attempts at creating something like this. And I really wasn't a fan. I've really come full circle. I was not a fan of dating websites. But I also knew that what I wasn't a fan about was something we could change if we had our own. And so we've changed things about this website to make it orthodox.
Let's talk about what separates this one from Match.com or something like that.
Absolutely. The first thing we did was we added custom fields. When you go look at someone's profile, it has in there their parish priest name, the parish jurisdiction, the home city. They can put in their saint's name. Those fields are not at any other dating website. So that right there, we're increasing the accountability. We're increasing the likelihood that you're meeting someone who is Orthodox and single, which even if you go to something like ChristianMingle.com, there's probably a lot of great Christians on there. But I've known too many people that got married to another Christian outside the church, and the hardships they had to endure, I just felt so much pity for them and so much compassion. And they really do want to marry within our church. And we're losing a lot of our people who want to marry within the church. So that helps them. That's the first feature. The second thing that makes this different is people want to make sure it's safe. We want to protect our Orthodox singles from predators, and predators are all over the Internet. And so the other thing we did is we added within the website, you can instant message for a while, and then if that seems like it's going well, then you can do an audio chat all within the website. They don't know where you are. Then if that goes well, you can do a video chat. So you're still protected all along the way. And if and when you get to that point where you decide you want to meet in person, you now know this person, what they're like through the video chat. You know what they look like. And you can, if you choose to, contact their parish priest and say, hey, I met so-and-so online. We've been talking for a long time. We've decided we want to meet. And I just want to make sure that he is who he says he is before we meet.
That's incredible.
And I don't recommend it. I just let people make that decision. They now have that empowerment, which they didn't have before.
Okay. So although it's a website and maybe even a business, I don't know, it seems like a very sacred ministry to me.
I think it is. You know, something we need to be aware of is that I was told this by a priest recently that made so much sense to me. And he was saying that, you know, the Eucharist is essential, but it's not enough. And we're in a day and age where we need to be providing spiritual nourishment to our people in many different ways. And one of those things is a safe and healthy, vibrant community for our singles. Because we're a small community in America. If you think about 300 million Americans and at the most about a million Orthodox.
Mm-hmm.
And so finding these people is a ministry, and helping them connect is definitely a ministry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, I have a feeling, Adam, and you tell me if I'm wrong here, because I think you're probably younger than I am.
Yes, I am 37.
Okay, I'm 62. So there was a time that I remember reading when people would shy away from an online dating service, or if they participated, they just wouldn't tell anybody they were doing it. Why is online dating so popular today?
Well, we're now at a point where there are people in America who have never lived without the Internet. And as that population grows, the things that are acceptable from a societal standpoint are growing. And so a dating website, even though it did have a stigma even just maybe 10 years ago, it's now considered a standard. And I'm meeting more and more people who have found their significant others through a dating website. And so we're not going to get on board and be present in that community. I kind of look at it this way, and I'm not name calling, but Jesus was out among the sinners. He did have his time away where he would seek counsel with the Father in nature, but then he would also spend time out in society. And society is out on dating websites. Now, I don't encourage people to go to a regular dating website, but we can create this for them so that there's no stigma around it. One of the number one concerns I hear from a priest, for example, is that they have these same concerns about dating websites in general, and they've heard all the horror stories. And so when I lay out the exact structure of this website, I say, where in this structure could I improve it so that you wouldn't feel concerned? And they really genuinely admit that we couldn't make this any better. This really is top of the line in terms of a ministry helping singles. Yes, it's a dating website, and that term still has a stigma, but so does the word evangelism. So, I mean, there's certain circles in America where you say Christian, and it has stigma. And so just because it has a stigma, I think we have to look at it for what it is. And you're right when you said it's a ministry.
And you also have a board of clergy, advisory board, and you have lawyers. So you're really trying to keep people safe too, correct?
Yeah, we added the advisory board because I realized that this was larger than me. When it really started turning into a viable ministry, I wanted to invite clergy from each of the different jurisdictions as I got to know them. And so I would love to eventually have at least one clergy from every jurisdiction on the board. We have two lawyers on the board. We have two priests on the board with two that I think are about to come on. They're waiting on a hierarchical blessing. And then I'm also working on another deacon, and we also have a mental health expert on there.
Excellent. That's
so that
good.
When
That's
we're discussing major decisions, mm-hmm. you know, we're more likely to hear what God wants us to do.
One final question. How do people find your site?
www.orthodoxandsingle.com. Very simple. The and is A-N-D, so orthodoxandsingle.com, or on Facebook at facebook.com/orthodoxandsingle.
Thank you, Adam. It's been a very interesting interview. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your effort. And clearly, thank you for your ministry to those who are single today.
Thank you so much, Father Chris. I really appreciate talking to you.